This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 782 for Tuesday, July 20th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Tuesday, taking back some of yesterday's losses. Canola up $5 to $11, the November contract up $7.90 at $906 per ton. Gains in the Chicago soy complex provided spillover support, with Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed futures also up overnight. While scattered showers were hitting parts of western Canada today, and smoke from wildfires is moderating temperatures, crop conditions remain poor overall, with the recent heat and dryness already cutting into yield prospects. The Canadian dollar is holding relatively steady after dropping sharply yesterday. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher while wheat is mixed. Soybeans were due for a correction after yesterday's losses, with the November contract up 15 cents at $13.88 per bushel. The U.S. soybean crop was rated 60% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That was up 1 point from the previous week and in line with expectations. However, forecasts calling for hot and dry weather across the Midwest over the next week were supportive as the condition ratings could deteriorate in the upcoming weeks. Corn was also underpinned by Midwestern weather concerns, with the September contract up 16 cents at 571 and three quarters. The U.S. corn crop was left unchanged at 65% good to excellent. That came in slightly below average trade guesses that had called for a modest improvement in the rating. Reports of frost in southern Brazil added to the firm tone in corn today, with the harvest of the second corn crop there running slightly behind normal. Wheat futures, meanwhile, are mixed, seeing some adjustments in the spreads between the spring and winter wheats. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in the September contract at $9.16 per bushel. Kansas City, meanwhile, up 8 cents in September at $6.60 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 2¾ cents in September at $7.50 per bushel. Minneapolis futures had started the day higher as well, but ran into resistance. U.S. spring wheat was only 11% good to excellent in the latest weekly report. That's down 5 points from the previous week. 63% of the crop was described as poor to very poor. Meanwhile, the U.S. winter wheat harvest is progressing with 73% of the crop in the bin. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, July 20th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.